I just listened to your Christmas tape, and this tape excuse me, I got a Vietnamese cold here. I'm not sure if this thing's recording or not. It's in a mess, and we've cleaned it. But I'm going to go ahead and take this side, and then I'll test it out. So if I sit around a bit, I'm looking at the dials on it to make sure it's halfway working. I really enjoyed your tape. Sherry, you need to talk louder. I can hardly hear you, but the rest of them I could hear very well, but I did hear what you were saying. I think I got what you wanted me to get. I think it was a wooden salad bowl with 8 little serving dishes and some tongs to go with it. I'll send you some pictures and let you pick out what you want, and then I'll send it to you. I can't get them here in Vietnam. we don't have things around here like that, really, where I'm at. I guess you can get them in Saigon, but it's better that I order them out of Japan than it is anywhere else. If I can get them at PX prices, and I'd have to look it up and see. I've got a book in there, and I'll send you the deal on it. But I really enjoyed it, and it sounds like y'all had a Merry Christmas and got a bunch of fine presents. And I want you to know that I had a Merry Christmas. The peace treaty right around here, it was quiet. We heard a few rifle shots about 12 o'clock at night, but it was nothing, and everything was very quiet. And I don't know if y'all read about the prisoners change, where the Americans met the Viet Cong out in the jungles, and they was going to exchange prisoners. Well, this was right around here. It was one of our other base camps, at Tay Ninh, is the location they give, and it was south of there. And the people that went out there were members of the CAF, but they didn't get anything. All they did was just stand around out there for a while, I think. We hadn't heard much of it. The day before that took place, which would have been, I think it was Christmas Eve here, or sometime, the president of South Vietnam and the ambassador were here at Phuc Vinh, and I guess they were making plans for that because they didn't stay here but about an hour. And the reason we saw them is because our offices are just about 25 yards from where the general's office is, and it was all guarded around here, and you couldn't even get around. But we did have a Merry Christmas. We had a lot of packages from people back in the States. A lot of people around Clovis the Harmon sent me one, and the Fowlers, and really enjoyed them. We had a Christmas tree, and the decorations that Sherry sent, we had them put up. And so it was a very happy occasion. That afternoon, everyone got a half a day off, and I took Christmas afternoon off. And we went over, and they had a bunch of children come in from the village and give them presents and stuff. We played around with them. So we had a good time, and everything was all right. Of course, tomorrow, day after tomorrow, is New Year's. And there's supposed to be another truce then, and I imagine it'll be about the same. I think the truce went over pretty well, but there wasn't too much action went on, and so that's pretty good. And of course, the holidays over here aren't like they are back home, and it's just a Christmas that we got over with that we can look forward to the great next Christmas. Now, about going to Saigon, you don't have to worry about, I didn't go on a convoy, I flew down choppers. And I flew down chopper and came back on an airplane. And we fly pretty high. So I don't care about driving out on the roads either, but they do drive to Saigon from here. They have tanks go with them, and no one's been hurt. But I usually fly everywhere I go, so don't worry about this. And I am planning on going again about the middle of January. And I go down there, we have to go down there for business, and I think they're going to just send me all the time, which I'm glad of, as it gets away from here and gets a break. The temperature here is about 95, 99, 100 degrees. It's not bad. At times it gets hotter. It was a lot hotter up north than it was here. Of course, just when we got ready to leave Camp Evans, it was cooling off. But we got down here and it was hotter. But when we first arrived up there, it was 110, 120 degrees. So it hadn't been that hot down here yet. Right now we have a lot of clouds, very little rain. We have had just a very few showers since I arrived. Here at Phuc Vinh, and most of it has been it's just been the sun shining, and it's been very pretty, and so we're glad of that. The peace talks, so we can't really tell. I don't know, they said something about it on the tape. I don't know what he said. We don't really know what's going on. Of course, we read intelligence reports from the field, and they seem to be showing some progress, but that's about all we hear on them. About the early out, I hope you got my letter on that. I wrote you right back. I'd already checked on this, and I was waiting on a phone call at the time before I even wrote you. But I went ahead and made the phone call myself and called back to the rear and checked it out that night. And so I sent Dad the letter. And by the time you get this, I should have the things that I asked for. and I'll get my stuff done up here. I have to type up a bunch of forms and endorsements and letters to send forward. And after it's approved here at this office, it goes to the Adjutant General, which is also, we have one right here, and he'll approve it the same day. I'll send it to Enkei by a courier, and it'll be hand-carried to where it has to be approved. And I should know within a week, after I get all the stuff ready to turn in, a week after that, I should know if I got it or not. And don't get your hopes up too high, but it's not worth, we can't lose anything but trying. And so we'll give it a try. I'm recording this on 1 7/8. I think it might record on that better. I don't know, with this tape recorder being messed up. And I'm not going to have enough to say. Y'all had four people talking, and I've got one. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to use the whole tape or not. But I'll try. Let's see, I talked about the early out. About the car, it looks like I can buy one at home just about as cheap as I can over here. Like I said, I haven't been able to get to where there's someone to work with them long enough and try to price them and just see what I can get. But I will before I leave, and there's no worry on it. And I think I told you that I'm going to Tokyo on R&R instead of Australia. If I didn't, I am. They didn't have enough allocations for January for Australia, so with this buddy and myself, we'd kind of rather go to Tokyo anyway after we got talking, because there's more things to take picture of and things that we're not used to seeing, as Australia is a lot like it is back in the world. And so we're going to go there, and it should be in February. We've put in for it, and I don't think we'll have any trouble getting it. And so we'll be looking forward to that. We'll leave here about the 10th and stay gone about the 19th or so. And but just keep writing your letters, because they'll be here when I get back, as they hold them for me. Our mail here has been so messed up since Christmas. Since Christmas, I haven't got any mail. No one has, hardly, except the tape. The tape is the only thing I've got. And I think it's just the mail system. I don't know what it is, but maybe it'll get straightened out pretty soon, because we've started calling them about it. And when no one gets the letters, we know that there's something in the mail messed up. But we'll be getting them soon. There'll probably be a whole bunch coming in one day. Let's see. Jess, I'm glad to hear the judging team's doing well. I can't believe you were over here a year without a cold. I've been over here ever since I got over here, and I've had a cold. But these kind of colds you get over here aren't too bad. I guess you were talking about Saigon tea. I haven't ever had any yet, but they sell it for about $2 a glass, so I can't afford it, as I don't take that much money. And in fact, they had my pacing messed up. They wasn't even paying me 1 month. And but I got that straight, and I'm getting my money now. But, I'm in contact with a guy in your old unit. My best friend in Port Dix is with the Mercal Division right now. He works in the D-Rail Center. And from what I hear, he's got it pretty nice. They have flush toilets and everything where he's at. So I kind of wish I'd have been in the upper part of the alphabet, and I would have gone there too. But they seem to be doing quite well up there. Chi Lai hasn't been hit lately that I've heard of, and so that's good. And but there's a lot of reports and all, you know, in the UCV paper and the MACV paper, and then the Stars and Stripes, and it tells pretty well what they're doing, as it does all the units, so I keep up with them pretty close. Tell Bozeman, hi. we've been writing him letters. I mailed him one, and Dent mailed him a couple, and we hadn't heard nothing. But I've got his address, and I'm going to write him again. And I was kind of glad to hear the stunt they pulled on him. I wish I could have been there. I think it would have been enjoyable. But I wasn't, so I'll have to pay him back when I get home. I hope Eddie doesn't have to come to the service, and I hate to hear that Hall's going to have to come. You know as well as I, it's the greatest waste of 2 years that a boy can go through, but it's part of that 2 years you have to take. I like to see that Christmas tree. It sounded real funny. I don't guess you took any pictures of it, and it's already torn down, but I would like to see some pictures of it. I couldn't very well picture it in my mind, but it did sound interesting. And our Christmas trees we had here, we had a, you know, they sent over from the States. They were little, those little fold-up kind, green, you know, and we had bulbs and stuff on them. But I would have liked to have seen it. I wish, I still am so hacked off that I didn't get a tape to you for Christmas Eve, and it really makes me mad now to know that you got the letter on Christmas Eve, and it could have been a tape. But there was no way I could make it that night. I stayed up till about 1 o'clock, and then I stayed up all the next night and working on another something that maybe I can surprise you with before I come home. You'll just have to wait for it. And I can't tell you what it is. But maybe this one will get through. I'm sitting here not even knowing if it's recording or not. And I'll have to play it back when I get through. Grandpa, I guess you had a big Christmas. And Daddy said you was having a little trouble finding some birds. But don't shoot them all, the few you find, because I might want to shoot a few next year. I'm going to bring home some of these combat boots, because these make great bird hunting boots. They got those canvas tops on them, and they're good to fishing and stuff, because the water drains out of them and they dry out real fast. So I'll be looking forward to going bird hunting with you next year about this time. All's well here at the office. We've been pretty busy. As when we first came down to Fook Bend, I don't know, I think some of the clippings y'all sent me in the paper may have told you that there was a lot of action. And when there's a lot of action, there's a lot of awards. And so we have been quite busy, but since about a week before Christmas until now, things have dropped considerably. And so we're getting caught up, but things may pick up again after the new year. We don't know. But the busier we are, the faster time flies. And that's what we're looking for, because as of yesterday, I had 7 months to go, and if I get an early out, I will have 4.5 months to go. No, that's not right. Four and a half, I guess, to go. Anyway, if I come home with an early out, I'll get out May 22nd, and I'll be home somewhere around the 22nd, 23rd, or 24th, somewhere in there. But if I don't, it'll be in the first part of August when I get home. But time is moving on, and you look back and it moved pretty fast in most spots. Sometimes it moves kind of slow, but right now it seems to be moving along. Christmas week was a real slow week because they're always slow, but it's gone by now, and New Year's is the day after tomorrow, so we'll be going into 1969. We have a lot of work to do. The first day of the year is all of our records and files and stuff have to be moved around as we start complete new setup for the 1st of January. So we'll be busy doing that. We've been building us a bunker. We had one built that was strong, but we built them a little stronger all along. And it's got four, Jess knows what PST is, and he can tell you what that is. And we got four layers of it with sandbags interlocked in between, and a barrel's filled with clay dirt, and then a bunch of sandbags on the outside of it. The picture that I sent Grandpa had a picture of the bunker in it. And that's kind of our home away from home. And it's right there by my desk. And when we use it, I'm not too slow getting in it. So we're pretty proud of it. And when we're in it, we feel pretty safe. If a rocket or something hit it right on top, we'd be all right inside. It'd probably wring our heads a little bit, but it can't go through it. So we're proud of that. That's kind of a Christmas present to us. Those are good Christmas presents, those kind are. I hope, one thing I want to say this, if I get an early out, I want to get home for the wedding, and if I get it, I'll be home for the wedding. And I don't guess anything can make me happier about getting an early out than this. So we'll be crossing our fingers and hoping that I can make it. We never can tell. The way it goes over here, the war could be over by then. I think the early out has a better chance of making me come home earlier than the war ending, though. But I'll be really looking forward to that and really pushing this early out so I can come home to the wedding. Day after tomorrow's Dad's birthday, and I sent you a card, but I want to wish you a happy birthday, too. And let me know what y'all do New Year's Eve, and I enjoyed so much you telling me about the Christmas presents, because things like that we like to hear about, and a lot of the guys, folks send tapes and tell them about stuff, and one thing funny about this tape recorder, just keep sending tapes if these don't work, because I can listen to them, but it won't record last time. We'll see what it does this time. I enjoy listening to them and having you tell me about the cattle and stuff. Mother said you lost two calves, and you just say you lost one, but send me some pictures of them. I've got a roll of film, and I'll try to get in the mail tomorrow. I finished it up the other day, Christmas Day, when we was over there with the kids, and I thought I had more film in it than that, and I clicked it, and it was one film. It was gone. So you can see we had a Santa Claus. But when I went to Saigon, I took some pictures. And then I went to get some more film the next day after Christmas, and the PX was out. So I'll just have to wait till they get some in before I can get black and whites, but that's all. And I don't want to take any black and whites. But I want to get a lot of pictures. I haven't been taking enough. And but when I wasn't leaving here much, there wasn't much to take pictures of. But I'm going to take a bunch more pictures. Plus, I'm also getting some slides that my buddies take. We all do this. You know, they take them, and then I look at them, and what I want, I order. And so you'll be getting some of those, and they'll already be developed when you receive them. And this roll of film that I sent you is prepaid developing. And instead of sending it to there and then sending it home, I'm going to send it to y'all, and y'all can send it out, and that way we can keep track of it. Because that, if we get it going all over the world in the mail, there's no telling where it'll end up. Excuse me. So we'll do it this way. It looks like this tape side is about run out. I hope so, because I'm about to run out of things to say. I'll talk some on the other side. We got a new major in. We have a major that's the adjutant general here at the forward area. There's a colonel in the rear, but there's a major that's in the forward area here. We got a new one in, and he's a real good guy. He doesn't know too much. He's kind of, you know, he's easy to get along with, and he doesn't bother you. And so we're glad to get him. And he went through his first rocket attack last night. We had a, you'll probably read about it in the papers, we had a pretty long rocket attack, but I was in the bunker. And he went through his first one last night, so he's been initiated to Vietnam now. And he'll be straight. Oh, I wish I could think of what else to talk about. I'm just sitting here thinking. It's probably not even recording. Tell everyone I said hi, and tell, I'll write the Harmons and the Fowlers and thank them for the package. I haven't got around to it yet, though. But tell them that I told you that I appreciated it very, very much. Kay Serber also sent me a package. I got hers and the Fowlers on Christmas Day, and it couldn't have come in the back.